music, film, animation, games, and digital design, and you can make it with JMC Academy.
There's a nana, granny, grandma, a little bit drunk, went on a drive her own dash cam has captured her abusing other drivers for her mistakes. She's hammered.
Whoa.
And she's going, oh, I've just nearly got into the wall.
Gran's gone wild.
She's really has gone wild. But I love that it's her own dash cam.
Right.
She's been busted by her own
dash cam.
We've even got some audio here. So she, I mean, there's so many things wrong with this. So she's drunk and behind the wheel, this lady.
And she can really hurl the expletives.
Okay, let's have a listen.
She got back in the car, she called the mum who she just slammed into the back of, who had a child in the car, a drunken idiot.
Oh, wow.
Turns out the gran was four times over the legal limit.
Whoa. Great intro, though, for this segment.
Yes.
Let me out. It's time to party.
131060 is the number. Look, we love this. If you want to nominate your grandma, your grandpa, if they've gone wild, please call right now, 131060.
What are you pointing at me for?
Well, I just figured that
I've
one of your...
I don't know. I can't bring up any...
My grandma, who's also passed on, doesn't mean you can't celebrate their stories.
Oh. Well, my nan used to have a scooter.
Yeah.
And she used to be nuts on it. And we'd go visit her and she wouldn't be home. And then all of a sudden you see her come around the corner and go, little old lady! Little old lady! It's the best. She was crazy on it.
Mine.
It's time to party.
Thank you. Mine would, my grandma, mama, on my mum's side, on a certain day of the week, I think it was whenever the pension dropped, her and Auntie Glory, her sister, would go to the local RSL and just gamble. They just put it all through the pokies.
The whole thing.
That's just not grand's gone wild. I'd love to do that too. And Alex, your girlfriend, hope she doesn't call up.
What? Because I'm a grandpa. Yeah, funny. 131060, call us right now if you've got a story of a grandpa or grandma who has gone wild. We'll take your calls after this.
My boyfriend.
1019.
The Fox.
The Fox.
Let's get into this segment.
Grand's gone wild. I'm turnt.
131060 is the number.
What was the word?
Grandparents. We did. What got us going here, of course, was the story out of Ipswich. It was a drunk driving grandmother who was just swearing at everyone.
Yeah, she's gone wild. Mitch from Emerald. Good morning, Mitchie.
Morning, how you going?
Not too bad. Is your grand gone wild?
Yeah, we had a cousin's wedding and my sister had been plying my nan with vodka and orange juice all night. Anyway, at the end of the night, everyone gathered in a circle to say goodbye to the bride and groom, and Nan was a few sheets to the wind and decided it was a good idea to come out with a cane, swinging it around and doing a bit of a dance for everyone.
With her walking
stick.
Oh, wow.
She was feeling
pain.
Nuts.
How old's your Nan?
91 at the time.
Oh, legend.
I'm turnt.
Hope I get to 91. That'll be me.
How about that? Thank you, Mitch, for that one.
Robbo from Frankston. Good morning, Rob.
Morning, boys.
What's going on, mate?
Not a lot. A few years back, probably going back 10 years now, we were at a Richmond-Collingwood game at the MCG. And my nan's a mad Richmond supporter. This Collingwood bloke's lit up a smoke in front of her, and she's a lovely lady. She's asked him, can you please put that out? And he said no. So she's bit her tongue, going, all right. And then we've lost to Collingwood, and she's just gone ballistic. She sent him on the elevator, on the ramps, walking down the stairs and that, picked up all this rubbish, his Coke bottles, and they just started chasing him. Everything. And the funniest part, she's got dwarfism. She's a lovely old lady. She's about 4 foot tall.
Right.
So this tiny little lady with little arms is running down the ramps, just piffing coats and everything, whatever she can find in this bike. He's running for dear life.
Friends go wild. Ooh, that's lit AF.
Okay, so that had everything, that call. Oh, I don't know where we go from there.
Little old lady. Oh, Katie from Lara. Can you please?
Morning.
It'd be tough to beat, but have you had a grand gone wild?
I did. So my nan has passed now, but she was about 87 at the time. And my dad received a phone call from the Alfred Hospital saying that we have your mother here And I'm sorry, we're pretty sure she's deceased. She was found in a little, you know, yeah, things like this. And anyway, while the nurse was talking to my dad, she said, hang on a minute, she's moving and we're getting a bit of, oh no, there's some breath, we can feel some air. She was actually drunk. She'd been drinking scotch.
Let me out. It's time to party.
It's unbelievable.
How old was she, Kate?
She was 87 at the time, and after that, she just stuck to her shandy.
Yeah. Oh, good idea. Sit here in the lemonade there.
101.9 The Fox.
The Fox.
Oh, you hate when the girls don't get given a rose on The Bachelor. It's always tough. Imagine being the actual girl. We've got one of them in this morning. This is The Fox. Fifi Fevan Byron for breakfast. Evie Jones filling in for Fife. Jessica Brody, welcome to the show. You were kicked out last night.
I was.
There is a theory here, guys. Now we have our own Bachelor expert in-house, Rosie Wardle, and she even has a Bachelor podcast. So all things Bachelor, she's consumed by this. Now, she has a theory that we think might apply to our guest here, Jessica. Have a listen to Rosie's somewhat harsh theory.
Look, they have really got a clear line between the potential wifeys and the reject stunt casting this year, which is awesome. I think Matt has casting. Got them running scared, and so they've just chucked in a lot of crazies to make it fun.
Now, so the theory would be, of course, The Bachelor is back tonight, 7:30 p.m. on 10. We'll be watching. The theory would be you were neither a definite front runner or a more quirky type.
Mm-hmm.
And
or
perhaps,
crazy.
Perhaps that means that's why you were booted out.
Yeah, yeah. You could have come about fifth, but there was too many of you. So, and you're not crazy enough.
Am I?
You didn't go crazy enough, Jess.
Yeah, I think, maybe I could have been a bit more, I don't know, insane, but. Yeah, I don't. I could see where that theory could come from, for sure.
There's a couple in there that have no chance of winning, let's face it. And you feel like maybe they're in there just for entertainment value.
Harsh, but true.
I mean, look, everybody's deserving of love. So you've got to put a mix in there. And you never know. Matt might like a weirdo.
And what is young Matt like? He looks like a nice little, big nerd. He's got big muscles, got a good job.
He's big. Yeah. Yeah, yeah. I mean, he's a lovely guy. He's nothing but a gentleman. I have nothing bad to say about him.
Yeah. What about the girls then?
Oh, look, I could go on for days.
Take it away. The microphone's yours.
Look, I'm going to say, I'm not going to name too many names, but Mary and Nicole, some people have personalities that are a little more for television. So sometimes when you're off camera, the personality isn't there as much. Everybody was pretty true to themselves, but I definitely think, there's a bit of disparity between what you see on camera and what actually goes on.
Ooh. Who's the biggest fake then? Who's the one that's really fronting it?
I'm going to say Mary's quite different.
Right. I love Mary.
Yeah.
She's proper crazy though.
You love TV Good. Mary.
She's TV. Yeah, I do love TV Mary. What's un-TV Mary?
No, you know what? But you know what? Everybody has like different aspects to their personality. Oh, totally. So maybe it's just that she's bringing out that sassy woman on camera.
Is she a lot quieter in real
life?
She
is. And she reads. She's a mom. You know,
she's a mom.
Whoa.
She's allowed to be a mom.
Spoiler alert. Oh,
but she has that maternal side. You know, she would cook cakes for us and she's got this really sweet side. So even though she's like, oh, you know, these bitches, she is actually like a lovely chick.
So that doesn't make the edit. When someone does a lovely earnest gesture like bake a cake, they don't keep that in.
Yeah, no. Apparently not. Yeah.
Oh, no, that's good and television. Here's a cake.
Or maybe she just makes cakes when she's not mic'd.
Who wins, you reckon?
Look, I actually
You won't know. She
I actually
know.
Don't know.
Oh, you don't know.
Yeah. She went out early.
I don't
know. You don't
know. I don't even remember
who do you
being
think?
Who do you think will win?
I think it's going to be someone with blonde hair and blue eyes.
Yes. Is that his thing, you reckon?
That's his thing.
Yeah. I mean, have you seen the Pash montage?
Yeah.
Yeah. I think it might be a blondie.
Now, what's your type?
I like...
Guy with tats.
No, I don't like tattoos.
Ooh,
you're covered in them.
I know. I like to be the dominant one.
Whoa.
I'm kidding. I'm kidding. Wow.
A good friend of ours, Tommy Little, dropped a nice little bomb when you're on the show.
Oh, she's
your
taking
sip.
A drink.
And he's got tattoos. Does he? And he said that you two were dated or
no, we
just hang out. Or
that's a lie.
Did you just hook
up? So you weren't together?
We're friends. We're just friends. We follow each other on Instagram. I don't think that counts.
Did you go on a date with him and then you took him to a birthday party and he passed out a chick? Is that Tommy?
Yeah, another bachelor girl.
Is that Tommy?
No, that happened when I was like 22 or something.
That's an awful thing to happen.
Yeah. I gave it to him. Yeah.
Good.
So did you date, so you have never been with Tommy?
No, we don't date, no.
Have you kissed him? Well, that's not the answer.
Look, who hasn't Tommy kissed?
Yeah, exactly.
That's all we wanted.
Very much.
How good
is
he? He was spruiking it. You would have heard it.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I did see it online. Someone sent me the article, but... Mm.
He's dining out on this story.
Anything for a bit of attention, right?
Yeah.
Yay. Tommy's lovely. He's a really nice guy, and he's a friend of mine.
Are you still single now?
I am, absolutely.
Would you like to come to our singles party? You got to take your ex. You can bring Tommy.
Oh, yes. I thought you said it has to be an ex.
Yeah, well, that's an ex.
Clever. Well, we'll talk to you about that. But, of course, The Bachelor is back tonight, 7:30 p.m. on 10. Jessica_Brody on Instagram. Not that she needs any extra followers. Yeah, she's got 271,000 already.
Yeah. Dropping by the minute.
Yeah. So dropping by the minute.
Yeah, now that I'm off, everyone's like,
but you already had them when you went on, and a lot of these girls go on to get Insta famous, you don't need that. You were there
on for love.
Yeah. And then you got voted off.
Oh, yeah,
okay. It's seven to eight. Good on you, Jessica.
101.9 The Fox.
It's a big day today, Byron. It's someone's birthday world of Evie Jones. Whose birthday is it?
It's Sissy's birthday today.
Dog.
No, that's a dog.
My big girl.
No, that's not a birthday.
She's five today. She was born 5 years ago today,
Dogs
Byron.
Don't know. There's no birth certificate, is
she
there?
She doesn't know. Yeah, there is a birth certificate.
Well, we'll get
to register.
We'll get to it after the break, Byron, because Evie has got a beautiful surprise.
What?
You know how what? I celebrate my dog's birthdays every year, and Angie and I came up with a couple of years ago something that I think you boys are going to be quite impressed with.
Okay.
Do you think dogs should have birthdays,
Brian? No, of course they shouldn't. I mean, a dog doesn't know its birthday. A dog doesn't know a lot of things.
No.
Certainly not what day it's born or how old it is.
Byron. It's not about the dog.
It's all about you, isn't it?
Exactly.
Okay. Well, 131060. Call us if you think that dogs should have their birthdays celebrated. Evie certainly does. Give us a call. Do you think that dogs should have birthday parties?
I'm not into dressing dogs up or anything, or, you know.
131060 is the number. We'll take your calls and find out what Evie's doing for Sissy right after this.
101.9 The Fox.
It is a big day for Evie Jones. Not sure it should be.
It is. It's not my birthday. You don't have to play a song for me.
It's not for you.
Oh, Byron. I just got tears.
How do you celebrate the birthday?
Whose birthday is it?
It's my 5-year-old dog Sissy's birthday. She's not officially my dog, just so you know.
There's even less reasons to celebrate.
But I make her my own.
Byron.
Well, just saying. I mean, so Fev, where do you stand on this? I don't think dogs need to have birthday parties or even birthdays. Give them a pat, feed them.
I know it's a thing. Mm. I know animals do have birthdays and give it a bone or something that doesn't normally get, like a big juicy something. I don't know.
Yep. Yeah. Yep.
All right. Well, how are you celebrating?
Once a year.
How are you doing it?
I wouldn't put party hats or anything on it.
No, I think that's ridiculous. Yeah. And they hate it.
Right.
Like, they will try to get that crap off
because
their
dog talks to you as well, doesn't it?
So, you don't hate it. I don't like the big hat on my little hat on my big head.
Wow.
You boys are going to love this. Once a year, Angie and I came up with this years ago when we lived together because we had so many foster dogs. We have big dogs.
Right.
Once a year for their birthday, we let them smash an entire barbecue chook.
What, you just throw a chook in the middle of a...
No, just for them. What? Just them. Okay. They can eat an entire chook.
Is that safe? I mean, do they choke on the bones?
Yeah, you're not supposed to have chicken
bones.
No,
you take the stuff off
Do they have stuffing?
Oh, this is not going as well.
Did they have...
They love the stuffing.
Do you have a bit of gravy?
No, they don't need any of that because it's a barbecue chook, Fev.
Okay.
Wouldn't it bring out sort of their primal? Would they start fighting?
No, it's just for the one birthday dog.
Oh.
And you give
how do
it
the
to,
other dogs take
well,
that?
Well, they wait for their birthday.
Victoria from Sunbury. Good morning, Victoria.
How are you?
I'm good. Do you celebrate your dog's birthday?
We definitely do. So what? His name's Dobby. Like the house dog.
Yep. Yeah, like Dobby. Dog. Yep.
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 He's a Shar Pei cross Brittany Spaniel, and we celebrate his birthday every year by inviting his dog friends over, which are my sister's dogs, and I make them a cake.
What do you make the cake from? Like liver and stuff?
No, peanut butter.
Oh, yeah, they love that.
Yeah, peanut butter and like flour and eggs and
Wow, good on you, Victoria.
That's good stuff.
Sounds like a real hoot.
That's wild.
Marilyn from Ocean Grove, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
We're good, mate. Do you celebrate your doggy's birthday?
Well, we always do and remember their birthdays, but my dog's recently had puppies.
Oh.
And everyone that's buying a puppy, we've said to them to come back on their birthday and we'll celebrate their birthday with mum and dad and all the puppies.
Bless.
Do dogs have any sense? Would they even know who...
No.
Like, would a dog know its brother and sister, or a dog just wouldn't care?
Oh, no, they know. They know their siblings.
Do they, really?
It's a scent thing.
What, so if they were separated at birth, which many of them are, what, years later, they would go, oh, yeah, you're my brother?
Yeah.
Hey, bro.
Hey, bro. How are you doing?
Why do they talk like that?
You know how we were doing voices for dogs yesterday?
Yeah.
I reckon there'd be like a big black Rottweiler would have like that Kiwi security. Hebrew, you want to go to the park?
101.9 The Fox.
The Fox.
Bit of sports chat, guys. Love
Yay!
When I bring a bit. Hey! Get around it, Evie Jones. Now, the AFL world now, when they have debutants, are playing little games before them at training. So if you kick this goal, you're going to play seniors. And they film it all, which is great for the supporters. They see behind the scenes. And yesterday there was a beautiful moment with the Sydney Swans where young James Bell was on a phone call calling his mum to say that he's about to play his first game of AFL footy, which is beautiful. We're sitting on the couch watching the news, and even Alex had a bit of a tear in her eye. And this is the audio.
Yeah, mum.
Yep.
What are you doing?
I'm just sitting here. Where did you go to work?
Yeah.
Why?
Just because I'm making my debut this week.
No way!
Yeah.
Are you serious?
Yeah, mum.
Oh, really?
I don't know.
Have you told Dad?
No, because he's not answering. I tried calling Dad, he wasn't answering.
And that's where I picked it up. I thought, what a beautiful moment. It was all about the son and his mum.
On your belly.
She was crying. Belly was crying. Mum's crying. And then she said, have you spoke to your dad? He said, yeah, I've rang him a couple of times. So mum wasn't the first point of call. It was dad.
Ouch.
So 131060 Melbourne, are you the second choice parent? Because I am. I'm the second parent.
Yeah.
And they only come to me when they want something and everything else. Every single thing, whether to do with school, life, friends, how to deal with things, they go to mum. Yeah. They never go to dad. And I'm the second point of call.
You quite often, you will volunteer your services for things and they'll just say not required.
Yeah, not required.
Will they actually say not required?
Yeah, they go, not required, dad. Unless they want to be driven to their friend's house, picked up from a birthday party, or they want money for the cannons.
Oh, there you
yes.
go.
Money.
And that's the only time they ever come to me. And I take that on board. I'm happy with that. I don't want to deal with certain things.
Okay. No, like washing and...
Yeah, just girl things. Speak to mum. I'm happy for you to talk to mum about everything.
Second choice parents is the topic. Gee, this will, you know, to call and nominate yourself and say, you know what, I'm going to own this. I'm the second choice parent. It's a brave call, but, you know, we'll open the phones.
I think it's mostly mums that are the first. So, you know, this guy, James Bell, calling his dad first. I think that's quite rare. But... normally, it's mum is the first one.
Mm.
That's my experience. My mum was my first port of call.
Okay.
I remember calling my mum every single week when I lived overseas, and it would be reverse charges. So I was only ever allowed to call on a Sunday.
Of course it would.
And then at the end of our phone call, mum would say, do you want me to put dad on? I go, okay.
To check what we're looking for, 131060 is our number.
101.9 The Fox.
The Fox.
Really nice viral video from the Sydney Swans Instagram, wasn't it, yesterday, Fev?
Yeah, it was. The young James Bell got the call up by the horse, his coach, and he thought he'd call his mum to let her in on the good news.
Yeah, mum.
Yep.
What are you doing?
I'm just sitting here. Where did you go to work?
Yeah.
Why?
Just because I'm making my debut this week.
No way!
Yeah.
Are you serious?
Yeah, mum.
Oh, really?
I don't know.
Have you told Dad?
No, because he's not answering. I tried calling Daddy's, wasn't answering.
Now, it went viral because of all the tears, and it's such a big moment for young Belly.
But I thought I'd unpack it.
Yeah, Fev's looked at this, and he's got a different spin on it.
Because they would have been sitting there filming, ready to call Dad, and Dad didn't answer. They go, oh, okay, I'll just call Mum, because, you know, who else am I going to call? Dad's not answering, so Mum's a second port of call, so I'll call Mum.
He wouldn't have cried. She cried.
Yeah, she did cry, because I'd been through it, so I debuted as well, and your parents go through a lot. They take you to training, they do this, they drive you everywhere because you're young and you can't get to footy training. So they put a lot into it, so it means a lot more.
Hang on, who'd you call, Ange or Kazza?
Geez, I can't remember.
Oh, that's convenient. Yes,
I probably would have called Mum, I reckon. I don't know.
Who
I can't remember.
More games?
Mum.
That's who you would have called.
Mum called Kazza.
Mum did a lot. Anyway,
crying, guys.
Mark from Wallen, good morning.
Good morning, how are you?
Not too bad, mate. Are you the second port of call?
Oh, definitely.
How?
So every night when we go to, like when I send my kids to bed, I'll say, oh, do you want Dad to come tuck me in? Tuck you in? And she goes, no, I want Mum.
Oh, every time.
Ouch. That's just every time. Quite blatant.
And even if I go in there before Mum, she goes, no, Dad, I don't want you. I want Mum to tuck me in.
They'll grow out of it, mate. When they become teens, they're all over their dad. Don't worry about that.
Yeah, they just want money and nothing else.
Mark, that's exactly what they want.
Thank you, Mark. It's
Elise from Werribee, good morning.
Positive.
Good morning, how are you?
Not too bad. Are you the second point of call as well?
I am. That's my disappointment.
How?
Yeah, in what sense?
Well, first of all, my son did his deb, and you get to choose a special person to do your dance with, and I got knocked in behind my mum.
Oh, wow. So Nan got the call up.
Nan got the call up, and then he got his license, he got his L's, and wrote me in as driver two in his license book.
Who was number one? Nan again?
Oh, no, Dad got that
one. So you're third in line.
Ouch. Thank you very much.
That hurts.
Now, this is a really good football angle. We've got the mum of a great football player on the line here, Fev.
Paula from Faulkner. Good morning, Paula.
Hey, Fev. How are you?
I'm good. And who's your son?
Paul Chapman.
Paul Chappie. I'll tell you a little story about Chappie.
Geelong legend.
Premiership player, superstar. We were in Darwin. You were probably up there when we played in the under 16s Teal Cup up in Darwin. And we went for a walk, and we're young athletes. And I remember Chappie was hungry, and he went into the Kentucky Fried Chicken and brought a large zinger meal with chips. So his nickname became Kentucky Fried Chappie. He was a legend. I loved him. Are you the second port of call?
Hey, Bev, do you reckon he might have told some stories about other trips?
We'll save that for a different phone, Paula.
Who's the first choice, Paula? Yeah, is it you or Mr. Chappie?
No, it was me. I was the first point of call. Yep. I actually worked with one of the Geelong recruiters, and they knew during the day and didn't let on. And Paul called and said, "You've got to keep it quiet because we're playing Collingwood." And yeah.
So he called you first?
He called me first, yeah.
Oh, that's beautiful.
I bet you answered straight away too.
Hell yeah.
And how did Mr. Chapman take that?
Oh, he's fine. He knows
the rules.
He knows his place.
Yeah. Thank you very much. Very good. Mrs. Chapman there. That was a coup for our show.
Good footballer, Chappie.
101.9 The Fox.
Swapping away on my Tinder, but there's no one I matched. Now I'm getting so desperate that I might go on maps. There's a singles party, but there's just one hitch. Have to bring someone that you broke up with.
Oh, I'm gonna have to call Brayden.
Thank you, X. An awkward text. Who is next? Chiefy, Fevin, Byron, thank you, X.
It's gonna be on August the 22nd. We have a top line hot chart act who's going to play. We can't make the announcement yet, but it's going to be well worth your while being there. Plus, it's one of our parties. Oh, it's just there's a lot of different people involved, but it will happen. Fox.com.au. Register right now. The only catch, of course, is you have to bring your ex. We made an awkward phone call yesterday, didn't we, on the show?
Yeah, we did. To Stephen from the Gold Coast, a CEO with a wife named Jin,
and two
with
kids.
Two kids. Your ex?
My ex.
Your heart still pumps hard for him.
No, it was just my first love.
And okay. Still.
Yeah, it's really awkward.
He was the love of my life. Right.
Yeah. So, in other words, Evie, who is single and new to Melbourne, she's going to be at our Thank You Ex party with Stephen, her ex. Now, what you've got to watch with this party, I guess that's why we're doing it, because we're going to get a lot of good radio out of it, is awkward moments with the ex.
And we've got an awkward moment, don't we, Byron?
I regret that this ever happened, for example. So, say my ex-wife... My American ex-wife, Chrissy, was going to be...
Beautiful, Chrissy. Great.
You've got an ex-wife, and she's American.
Yes. Yeah.
And
he married her after 2 days.
Oh, really?
Well, it wasn't 2 days.
How long ago were you married?
Well, we got married, I can't remember our anniversary.
Oh.
2005 or something.
2005.
In any case, we were married for several years.
You have a son with her, don't you?
Yes, and he's a very loved son, and we co-parent very successfully.
She travels the world with him.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
And she's a great mum.
Anyway, so... What you don't want, though, is your ex just to basically roast you, which is what's going to be happening at this party. So when my ex-wife was on this radio show with Thief and with Fev, it was an absolute nightmare for me.
It was brilliant.
Oh, let's have
a real insight.
Oh, you know, at this point for Byron, he's been married. He broke up with Gabby for a legitimate reason, and so I respect him. That's probably the most mature thing Byron's ever done, is break up with Gabby, because he's now released her, you know, to the world to find somebody.
Just on her
own
age.
To live a life.
Yeah, because I kept thinking, like, does Gabby want to be with this guy in 15 years when he's old? Like, and she's still young and hot?
Okay. So she's even bringing up my other ex.
Gabby.
Well, Gabby's Gabby was young. A bit younger than me.
Yeah, very young.
Not that younger. Anyway, the point is, you've got your ex-wife talking about your ex-girlfriend. And it got worse.
And there's more.
He is the biggest tight ass, that's for sure.
Are we done? I feel like
the only reason he doesn't want to get married again is because that engagement ring cost him more than anything he's ever spent money on. Even on our honeymoon in Fiji, I found like a tiny pearl ring and it was literally like $50. And he's like, I already got you a ring. What do you want? What do you want?
Whose idea was this?
There's more.
Yeah.
To anyone going
to the party.
Awkward.
No, just hope that Fev is not around to sort of like help the conversation move forward.
Is the reason you left Byron... Because he's a little twinkie.
Okay.
He's very small.
Play a song.
Because I've seen it.
Thank you.
What the hell?
Okay. Thanks so much for joining us.
No comment.
101.9 The Fox.
Talking Bachelor. Did you see last night, guys, that...
Nope.
He was, okay, Byron, did you see last night on The Bachelor when Matt went on a date with, I can't remember, one of the blonde, blue-eyed ones? And he gave her a rose. And just as he was giving it to her, it broke.
Let's have a look.
Oh.
Nicole.
I'm trying to grab it for you.
Please.
I do.
Hey. So I actually just... Oh, so let me try it again. I should prefer it smaller. This is really embarrassing.
Not ideal for Nicole.
Awkward.
Not ideal. That's done.
That's a
sign.
I think
he even said himself, look, I'm not superstitious,
but is that
not a sign?
I think we might even have a little bit of a jingle for this, Byron.
Oh, this is going to be a fun phone in, Brendan. I miss the sign. 13-10-60. Because if you are superstitious, it's done. You're done in that situation.
Done. These are what they call red flags.
Yes.
You got to see the red flags and go, oh, I should have, because there's always an after story of, oh, I should have noticed that red flag.
It's like the great Fifi Box. She went on a date with someone and then she took him home and realized he was on parole. That was a sign.
That's a red flag. Yeah.
Well, I mean, people can be rehabilitated.
That's a sign.
Okay.
Remember when she told that story?
It wasn't ideal for her. She didn't know.
I had a friend who got married, and just before he got married, his wife threw a thong at his face.
Oh my God.
Wow.
So he had to get married with a black eye.
Oh, there's a sign. Yeah. I missed the sign. 13-10-60 is the number. So if you've got one of these, it might involve, a black cat or, you know, a ladder on the way to the wedding ceremony one.
Okay.
And people always say, like, if it rains on your wedding day, it's like doon, but that's meant to be good luck.
It is. No, the Irish say it's good luck because it rains in Ireland all the time.
The Irish are always drunk. So
it doesn't matter. We'll have a pint anyway. Yeah. If you miss the sign, give us a call. The number is 13-10-60. It's The Fox.
101.9 The Fox.
Would you guys describe yourselves as superstitious? I mean, are you into the superstition stuff?
Totally. I'm not superstitious at all, Byron, but when I did play footy, I wore the same jocks every week, obviously washed.
Mm.
And I used to run out and always just hit the ball against the wall, like about 100 times, so I'd get my hands ready, and I never ran through the banner, I ran around it. But I'm not superstitious.
Well,
did you
are.
Just say you're not superstitious?
I'm not.
Because that's very superstitious.
Yeah, but it was just with footy.
Yeah, okay. That's okay.
And
you're
superstitious. I put my left foot, my left boot on, then my right boot, but then I do my right shoelace up and my left shoelace all the time.
All right, now, the area of love, last night on The Bachelor, look, if you're superstitious, this is a pretty bad sign. I miss the sign. We had Nicole's rose actually break. That's surely
that's
not
doomed.
That can't work. I mean, the rose is broken. That's a bad sign. Yeah. People are into this stuff. Bad signs.
I just would have walked out of the mansion, hopped in the limo.
Gone to Macca's.
Told Osher that I'm done.
Gone to Macca's.
On the walkout.
Josephine from Werribee, good morning.
Hi, how are you going?
We're good. When didn't you see the sign?
I saw the sign. I went to a wedding a couple of years back. Yeah. They released some beautiful butterflies out of little boxes. The bride's butterfly flew off and the groom fell dead on the ground.
Oh.
That's a sign.
And what, are they still together?
Divorced.
Yeah. Oh, ouch. Okay, that was the sign right there.
That was perfect.
Thank you, Josephine.
Exactly what we're looking for.
Super Sal from Altona. How are you, Sally?
Good, thank you. How are you?
We're not too bad. When did you see the sign?
Well, it wasn't mine. It was my now husband, his first marriage.
Yeah.
They were playing football, you know, doing the photos and that, and he actually broke his ring finger.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And they're not together.
No, year and a half, no, happily married now for 15 years. So.
Oh, okay. There you go.
Oh, yeah.
I thought I lost my wedding ring, Evie, and then we got divorced. And then about a year and a half ago, I was cleaning out the house and I found it. And now we're back together.
That is the
And
the
you say
sign.
You're not superstitious.
I'm not superstitious, but it just came to me then when she was talking about wedding rings.
It's
and I found it.
All in the grand scheme of things.
Beautiful.
All you have to do is look out for the signs, people. They're there.
Now,
lucky to have me.
You are, she's a very lucky girl, Alex. Now, you are single right now, Evie, and we'll mention this on our way out because we've got this awesome party coming up, the Thank You Ex Singles Party. It all started as a way of helping Evie find love, new to Melbourne, but we thought we'd put a twist, which we like to do.
We needed a twist because I've been no help. At all.
Oh, no, you haven't been able to find Evie.
But you've tried, and
anyone.
That's the main. That's well, the main no, thing. I'm still single.
Fox.com.au. Register right now for our Thank You Ex Singles Party. There's going to be an awesome artist on the bill, soon to be announced, but well
Who
worth coming
it?
Even for the performance.
We have initial, first
the,
name.
The catch is you have to bring your ex, so that's what's going to happen. And actually, yesterday on the show, Evie called her ex, Stephen. Haven't spoken to this guy for about 15 years.
20.
Here we go.
The reason I'm calling is because the guys here are throwing a party, a singles party for me.
It's called Thank You Ex.
And it's the catch is you have to invite your ex.
And you're the last one.
To the... No, he could have been. I've been single for a long time, but no.
Anyway, it got really awkward. He has accepted your invite. He's coming. So that's all you got to do. Fox.com.au, nominate your ex. They turn up with you. And then you find love with someone else.
It's going to be great.
That's how it's going to work.
Study music, film, animation, games, and digital design, and you can make it with JMC Academy. 101.